You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
With the exception of prospecting, because who wants to do that? Let's be honest. What is the most important thing you should be doing to grow your business? I would say number one would be prospecting, right? I know you said other than prospecting. Say number two would be follow-up, okay? I would say, and this is assuming you're talking about network marketing, most important thing, okay? I'm really taking your question here literally here. So follow up. Now, why is this important? Follow up, very few people sign up at first exposure. Very few. Like it's just really rare. And so, we spent some time with, Cardone and his crew, and they said that their sales, 2% of sales come from first exposure. 2%. So if you suck at sales, but you're good at follow-up, you'll do fine. Bad follow-up, better than no follow-up. And so too few people do either of these things, but even fewer do follow-up, okay? And so this is very important. So with network marketing, I would say number three, although I wouldn't necessarily have these in this order, that's kind of hard to explain. But okay, and learn is probably too passive, but it would be learn and execute culture. And culture we define as the making of people to feel good, regardless of their level of desire or level of result. So that means I could stroll into your team and not be motivated and not have a desire level to crush it or make it happen. And I would actually feel welcome. I would feel like, man, this is a kind of cool place to hang out, man. This is kind of nice. I like this. Okay. That's good culture. Bad culture in network marketing is where the leader operates like a sales manager. And so it's like, you know, they're going around with their, you know, clipboard. Hey, you making sales? What's wrong with you? How come? Hey, how come you're not at the next rank yet? Hey, get to work. Go, go. What's up? And so bad culture is one that makes people feel like disappointments, like they're not doing enough for their leader. Bad culture would also be, hey guys, man, I need 10,000 more volume to hit the next rank, guys. Can't you pull for me? I really need you. I really need you. I can't say this crap with a straight face. I just can't do it. But there are leaders that go to their team and say, hey, guys, I really could use some volume. I really could use you ordering some stuff. I can't believe this happens. But I see this stuff. I get sent screenshots, and I'm just like, oh, man, geez, Louise. Like they're there for you. Hey, I know y'all joined to help me. I really need you to help a little more. And so that would be bad culture. That's not good culture. And so and some of the elements of this are, what are your systems? Okay. And what are your systems and, slash processes? You can see I'm having too much fun with this stuff. Let me see if that one works. Oh, wow. It's amazing. And so culture, systems, processes are so important because without these, okay, let me switch this up a little bit. Without these right here, you're going to get exhausted doing this. If you don't have the right culture, you're going to be recruiting and people quitting, recruiting, people quitting. You're just like, how many people I got to recruit? I've recruited 89 people and there's 14 left in the group. We're recruiting. right? So if you don't have the right culture, people will be made to feel bad and they'll be like, I don't like it here. I want to get the hell out of here. If you don't have the right systems, then people aren't systems and processes, I should say, then people aren't going to feel or believe that they could do what you do, or they're not going to be able to duplicate, you know, not just your efforts, but any kind of efforts. This is like, you know, bad examples of this would be like if you go to your team and tell them to just go build a core. That would be not necessarily culture, because culturally it pleases the palate. There are some palate pleasing trainings that are pleasing. They sound nice. Oh, you make friends. Oh, okay. All righties. Right? They're pleasing to the palate, extremely difficult to duplicate. Go build rapport is like go build a small block engine. Sure, some people can. Most can't. I can't. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, unless it's a Lego and you give me an instruction booklet. I can do that, usually. So that would be an example of not necessarily culture, because that actually is pleasing to the palate for culture, but it's just not very duplicatable. So it'd be a bad system or process, okay? So if I go into your units tab, who's about to be guilty? Who's about to be guilty? Where are you at? Where are you at? If I go into your units tab, you ready for this? If I go into your Facebook group and I click units and it says, one of 19 required if I go into your Facebook group and I click units tab and it says now showing one of 19 required, you got a bad system. I know. Everyone gets high as a kite when units came out, and they're like, units, this is the answer I've been looking for, babies. Required. So let me tell you how that's translated, because clearly most people don't understand this, okay? Number one, you can have units that aren't required. That's an option, right? You can change the settings. Like if you look in rank makers and you go to units, nothing's required, right? But there's a set of how to get started, how to get the most use out of this, blah, 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 right? So I would eliminate that setting that says required, because here's how the personality types translate this. Turn this a little bit. I like how these lights are looking. Okay. Here's how people translate it. So a high D, like me, if you're a DISC profile or a red, right? So I'm like red, yellow on that test. And I tell you all the 50 other tests I've taken. A high D looks at this and says, nope. A red driver looks at one of 19 steps. Mm-mm, ain't doing it. A C in the DISC or a green personality, right? Which is not me. They'll look at this and they'll say, great. Awesome. I will go through all 19. And afterwards I will look for more training. Because clearly, I need to learn lots here. And that's pleasing to me because I enjoy learning, okay? Some personalities will see this and they'll say, oh man, I better not talk to anyone until I go through those 19 things, but man, I'm so busy. I got kids and jobs and birthday parties and, well, you know what? I'm just gonna do one a week. I'm gonna do one a week. They get 2 weeks in. They forget the third week, they never do anything. You gotta fix your units, brah. You gotta fix your units, girls, ladies, fix those units, bad systems, okay? So bad systems, build rapport, just, you know, find a unicorn, 19 required. Gotta get rid of that, man.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.